Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District, and McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about something that's going on in Harrisburg right now, and that is the wall that heals. This has to do with the Vietnam Veterans War Memorial and a traveling display. Talk to us about this.
Well, the wall that heals, as you stated, is on the grounds of the state capitol complex right now. And this is a replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. And the wall is accompanied by a mobile education center and has been on display since Wednesday, May 9th, and will be available for public viewing 24 hours a day until 2 p.m. on Sunday, May 13th. There's certainly no admission charge. And since many Americans have not been able to visit the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C., the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund creators of both the original wall and the replica want to give all citizens the opportunity to see the memorial. So they're traveling around the country with the wall that heals. And there's more information available at their website at www.thewallthatheals.org.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is good news in your district. I understand there's some transportation grants being handed out and some projects going to get done. Talk to us about this.
Well, this week we announced that nearly $2 million in funding for transportation improvement grants for projects in the city of Bradford and Mount Jewett Borough were recently approved by PennDOT. This is federal funding provided to PennDOT where they rank and evaluate projects for very vital infrastructure projects that are important for public safety and quality of life in our communities. And the Bradford project is just under $1 million and will be used for improvements to Main Street, including the replacement of curbs and sidewalks and bike lanes and ADA compliant curb ramps, as well as other improvements. In Mount Jewett Borough, that grant is also just under $1 million. And is used for new sidewalks, drainage improvements, curb improvements, and ramps and lighting along Main Street, which is also Route 6 in the Central Business District. So very important infrastructure projects.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is some information that's going to be available at an upcoming meeting. I understand that DCNR is going to give us some information on what's going on with Denton Hill State Park. Talk to us about this.
Well, this is a project we've been working on for several years, and the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources is planning to hold an informational meeting about the master plan for the Denton Hill State Park on Wednesday, May 23rd, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the lodge at the park. DCNR will provide additional information about their master plan. This is something that, as I said, we've been working on for quite some time because the park is desperately in need of improvements. And we also want to grow the recreational opportunities for all four seasons at the state park and certainly would encourage folks with an interest to come out to that public meeting.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is a problem that is really a scourge in Pennsylvania. And right now there's an awareness campaign going on, and that's about Lyme disease. Talk to us about what the problem is here in our Commonwealth and what we're trying to do to combat.
Well, May's been designated Lyme Disease Awareness Month in Pennsylvania, and certainly this is a major problem throughout the Commonwealth and throughout the nation, but Pennsylvania leads the nation in confirmed cases of Lyme disease, and this has been the case for the last three straight years, and Lyme disease has been detected in each of Pennsylvania's 67 counties, and so it's important to raise awareness of this terrible disease and remind folks to be alert for ticks and for symptoms of Lyme disease and other tick-related ailments. The Department of Health has posted additional information at their website at www.health.pa.gov.
And finally, Representative, I understand that you got to visit some local school students, some eighth graders, and talked about state government. Talk to us about this.
Well, I had the opportunity this week to visit with eighth grade students at Northern Potter School District, and it was an excellent opportunity to talk about state government and about government in general and how legislation is enacted. The part that I always enjoy the most is the questions that come from the students, and we had a great discussion about current events. So it was very informative, and I want to thank the students at Northern Potter for welcoming me.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.